My name is Chris Sheets. That's Jacqueline Sweeney.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Oh, no Matt today.
No Matt. We got up this morning to a text message saying he wasn't feeling well. Got a little bit of food poisoning. It was his and Sam's first anniversary yesterday. So I don't think he was up to no good. Like normally I'd go, oh yeah, Matt's got food poisoning.
No, I think it might be pretty legit. I mean, they were at a very fancy restaurant.
Yeah. And we talked to him last night. He sounded okay.
But
anyway, when it hits you, it hits you. We'll talk about that as the show goes on. We had to talk about the CCMAs. They had award show. You thought it was one of the best ever, huh?
Yeah. Usually I'm a fan of award shows, but never of the live performances.
Which is hilarious.
I always fast forward.
Literally, you are like in the 1%. I think most people like the performances. But there was a lot of girl power on that show.
I loved everything about the CCMAs last night, from all of the collaborations, all the girl love, all the girl performances. It was it was awesome.
All the girl hair.
Yeah, and outfits.
And there was a lot of glitter. Did you notice that?
It's country.
Sparkles. But I think it seemed even more sparkly than normal.
Was Jenna from the Reclaws had the best dress of the night. I think it was silver. It looked like a disco ball. It was amazing.
There you go. All right. We'll talk about the CCMAs and, food poisoning and lunches and all sorts of other things. Enjoy the show.
Good morning. Cloudy today with periods of rain. It has already started to rain on the south side, a high of 10 degrees. This news update is brought to you by Oasis Hydro Fruit Organic. Deliciously refreshing, 60% less sugar than regular fruit juice blends, and now organic. Find it in the juice aisle. Well, the CCMA Awards were held last night, and if you missed them, Shania Twain hosted and also took home the Generation Award and Fans' Choice Award. Now, it was all about the girl love and appreciation. Megan Patrick took home Female Vocalist of the Year, Jess Moskaluk won Album of the Year, and Terry Clark was inducted into the Hall of Fame by none other than Keith Urban himself.
I can't wait to see where this crazy ride takes me next. I'm not done. This is just the second chapter. But tonight is going to be really hard to top, you guys. Thank you so much for this honor. Thank you.
No kidding. Keith Urban gave her a hug and called her baby. That's a good night.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge congratulations to you. Yes, you also won a CCMA award. Kiss and Country took home Major Market Station of the Year. And yes, that award is, of course, because of you.
Absolutely.
The Esks did get revenge on Saturday night in front of over 38,000 fans, beating the Stamps 48-42. And if you're sleeping naked, you're doing it right. A new survey of over 1,000 people says 58% of us sleep in the nude and that they're actually getting better sleep quality than pajama wears. Good to know for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps the biggest story last week was the woman at the U.S. Open who took her chicken finger and dunked it in her soda. Did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, everyone was talking about it. Well, her name is Alexa Greenfield, and she's come forward to defend herself. She says, hey, guys, my dad taught me this. He had me doing it when I was really young, and his reasoning was just to cool them off. I don't even remember a time when I didn't do it, literally. So I guess teach their own.
I've had like things that are too hot, but I've never thought of putting them in my pop. I don't know, but you're right. When you see it, you're just, oh man, that's so disgusting. So the question early this morning, and we'd love to hear from you at 780-421-1039 or text us at 103939. I mean, weird food combos, yes. Or maybe what is that, like that gross thing that you do that everybody else thinks is gross, but you just can't stop.
You just thought it was normal.
You just can't stop doing it. Is there something gross in your life that you do that, others would prefer you not to do? Matt's not here this morning.
This is a perfect topic for him.
We could have an absolute loaded, we could do the whole half hour on that. But it's just an absolutely great morning. Again, Jack mentioned that our radio station won the CCMA Radio Station of the Year, Major Market. I'm not sure how many times we've won it in the 35 years of this radio station. Probably 10, I would say, maybe.
Wow, really?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
It's been a lot. But anyway, the bottom line is it never gets old. And it truly is thanks to the incredible listeners at this radio station. You really are the constant. I mean, over the years, we change. Things change at this radio station. But the listeners and their support is just always just there for us. So we really appreciate that this morning. Okay. Weird, strange food combinations or things that you do that are disgusting that everybody else wishes you wouldn't. There's that lady down in the States who was dipping her chicken finger in her pop, and I guess she does that just to cool it off,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she said she's done it since she was young.
She likes that taste. So we're looking for those kind of gross maybe food combos or things that you do. Before we get to some of these text messages, for sure, there's just all sorts of weird things I do. But
okay, I want to know.
Well, just ketchup on everything, right?
Oh,
and it grosses
yeah.
everybody out, like the ketchup. ketchup. Pierogies, first of all, ketchup and pierogies is the only way to eat pierogies in my world.
Ugh.
And yeah, last night we had actually some cabbage rolls and pierogies. I'm like, yes, absolutely. They work perfect. But I'm into this. I use the thing that grosses out my family, and this is really bad. I just go in, like you talk about double dipping or whatever they call that. What do they call that? Double dipping.
Yeah.
I use the spoon and I'll go into the peanut butter and I'll just kind of, and then I'll go into the peanut butter, get a half a spoonful of peanut butter, and then I'll go into the honey and I'll go in and get a half a thing of honey. And Carter is just like, Dad, you are so gross. None of us are going to go into that stuff anymore.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You ruined it for everyone.
And I said, I know. That's why I do this.
Yeah,
I
want to
make sure you guys see this. Do you have anything gross and disgusting that you do that you'll admit?
I think I love mustard on anything. I have mustard and pickles all the time. And no, I'm not pregnant.
Yes.
But actually, I got called out on Friday night by my own mother because we had a steak dinner.
Right.
And I had these little, you might have seen them on my Insta stories, these little portable sawmill steak sauces.
Ah, yes.
So I took it and I was dipping it in and my mom's like, Jackie, you really like that sauce. She's like, have a little steak with your sauce.
Yeah, no.
So it's basically eating it with a fork.
Okay, that seems completely normal.
Yeah, totally.
All right, we got some texts at 103939.
Yeah, we're not alone. This person says, good morning, guys. My daughter has loved bread, butter, and mustard sandwiches since she was a little girl. She's 21 years old now and still eats them, but she's abbreviated it to BBM.
Bread, butter, and mustard. Honey mustard is like next level. I can use...
That might actually be okay.
Earlier this week, we had salt and vinegar chips, and I actually put honey mustard just all over my salt and vinegar chips and ate them together.
Are you pregnant?
I think so. Hey, I'm with you, Chris. As a texter, I put ketchup on everything with breakfast, even my toast. Absolutely. Toast, ketchup.
Oh, Kyle,
And raspberry jam and eggs are all together in one thing. I know Matt, if he was here, he'd be saying, you're gross.
Chad from Clairview texts in and says, Kraft cheese slice and jam sandwiches.
Or last week, rather, there was the lady that was watching. Was she at a baseball game?
U.S. Open.
U.S. Open. She was at tennis, all right? And she just basically dipped her chicken finger in her pop. They caught that on the on the television, and it's gone viral. And she says, hey, I've done it since I was a kid. Hey, I do cool off my chicken fingers, and I just have always done it. And, it's basically gross, but it's her thing, and we're looking
Thanks,
for those
Dad.
Gross things that you do.
And there are many coming in. This texter says, homemade bread with mustard and brown sugar.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe the brown sugar might save it.
Mm-hmm.
This person says, French toast and canned tomatoes on top.
Yes.
Really?
Tomatoes would be awesome, right?
I don't know.
By the way, put your name on the
text. Please. I don't want to call you this person. I want to call you by your name.
Yeah, exactly. She'll start making up names for you. You got another one?
Yes, I eat toast with Cheese Whiz, jam, a fried egg, and of course, ketchup on it. It tastes so good. That comes from Jeff.
Jeff, you and I could we're like...
Roomies.
Whatever. Exactly. All right, Chantel, what about you?
I totally didn't find this when I was pregnant. It was peanut butter and pickle sandwiches.
Yeah.
Hey, wasn't that on the New York Times list? Weren't they talking about that?
It's a delightful treat. I'm not sure, but a man introduced them to me, and I'm like, where did you find this? It's amazing.
See, I love pickles. I love peanut butter, but I have never had the courage to try them together.
I encourage you to check it out. I also make what's called potato candies, and everybody is very surprised they're made from potatoes.
Potato what?
Candy?
Potato candies.
Huh.
Yeah. What do you put in them?
I put potatoes, mash them up, and then a bunch of icing sugar, and spread some peanut butter and roll it up like a pinwheel. And
icing sugar. That's
that's a secret.
All right, Tammy, you got some gross foods for us?
Yeah, I eat French toast with Miracle Whip.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. I have since I was a kid. My dad started me on it.
He did.
See,
eh?
It's the parents. It's always the parents.
And I couldn't. And the thing is, it's so bad that I can't eat French toast when I'm out because people look at me like I've got six heads. And
I'm like Matt. I'm not a big fan of the white sauces like that, but
it does have a tangy zip.
Yeah, and then the other one is I eat molasses sandwiches.
Okay.
That's thick.
Yeah, Matt's not here today. He says he's got food poisoning. Have you ever gotten food poisoning, Jack?
Never.
Is that true?
That's true. I've never had it.
No?
I've been really lucky.
Yeah. I think I got it once years ago. Oiler game, actually. I think it was a bad kubis on a bun. I'm talking like when I was a kid. So like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember it being a horrific 6 to 8 hours of my life. So
Ooh,
anyway.
That's ugly.
Yeah. Food poisoning. really quickly this morning. Have you gotten it? Where was that unfortunate time that you got it? We'd love to hear from you this morning. I think you've never gotten food poisoning.
I've been sick like a 12-hour flu, but yeah. it was nothing I ate. But that's okay. About it.
Chris, Jack, and Matt. Call us 780-421-1039. Kissin' Country 103.9.
Yeah, Matt's away again with food poisoning today. We're looking for your unfortunate food poisoning stories.
John texts in and says, good morning, guys. I had food poisoning twice. The last time was at the worst possible time ever. I got really sick the morning of the Garth Brooks concert.
Oh, no.
Well, I tried to suck it up, but it got the best of me, and I missed the concert, and my wife gave my ticket to her friend in all caps. I hate food poisoning.
Brings new meaning to the word, the thunder rolls.
Oh.
Jennifer.
We went to Disney World for a family vacation in 96.
Yes.
And we got to the park, and my sister got sick first, so my dad took her back to the hotel, and then later, a couple hours later, I started getting sick. So my mom took me back to the hotel. By the time we had gotten back, my dad had been hit, too, with food poisoning. And so we were in Disney, or in Orlando, all of us got hit with food poisoning, sitting in the hotel room, watching the 1996 World Figure Skating Championships that were being held in Edmonton that time.
So when you see figure skating, does it bring back great memories?
I actually don't really watch it anymore.
No.
Go figure.
But yeah, all the way to Orlando, Florida, so we could all sit in the hotel.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can't watch a Disney movie either. Matt's away apparently with food poisoning, and you just never know if it's food poisoning or it's just the quick flu or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know what? When it hits you, it can really hit you. Just ask a lot of our great listeners.
Yes, and sometimes you know exactly what caused it. This texter says, I got food poisoning from potato salad the night before my first day of grade 12.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's so sad.
Uh-huh.
Another person, about 15 years ago, starving student scenario. I'm pretty sure a can of Alphagetti did me in. Brutal.
Spell, yeah, exactly. Okay. And again, text your name with your text as well so Jack can refer to you by name, which would be awesome. Catherine, you got a story for us?
I was at the Fringe, and I must have drank something because it hit me, like, really quickly.
Right.
But my little brother was visiting, and we had tickets to see the show that we were both really excited for. So I sucked it up, and I went to the show, and I just picked a chair right on the edge.
Yes.
And I was, like, just running to the bathroom every, like, 10 minutes. Just, you know, do a little quick business, and I came back out to hear more jokes.
Wow. You are, like, seriously dedicated Fringe person.
Yeah, that is dedication. Good for you.
Well, those shows are really good.
Yeah.
Good morning. Cloudy today with periods of rain. It is scattered showers already all over our city, including here on the south side, a high of 10 degrees. The Eskimos got revenge Saturday night in front of over 38,000 fans, beating the Stamps 48-42. Congratulations to them. Of course, Chris, you were the on-field announcer. Mm. I'm sure your heart was beating a million miles.
Oh, man. Yeah, last second, literally, they threw it into the end zone, the Stampeders, and if they'd have caught that ball, they'd have beat us in the last second again, and somehow they went right into the guy's arms through about five different players, and he fell to the ground, and it just rolled out from
crazy
underneath him, and we're like, oh, thank you. Really quick shout out to Mike Riley, though,
yes,
the Edmonton Eskimo quarterback, best player in the league. You know what, a friend of the show and also a huge friend of the Eskimos, her name is Chantel. She lost her dad on Friday, and somehow Mike Riley found this out. So when he scored one of his touchdowns, he went up to her kind of, you know, she was like at about row two in the stands, and he gave her one of the footballs, like in memory of her
father.
That
is next level.
He is an unbelievable guy.
Well, if you're sleeping naked, you're doing it right. A new survey of over 1,000 people say that 58% of us sleep in the nude and are actually getting a better sleep quality than pajama wearers. So keep that in mind tonight. Mm. And the CCMA Awards were held last night in Hamilton. We talked to Dallas Smith on Friday when we announced that you could win a trip to Maui with him. Now, we told him he was going to win the award for Male Vocalist of the Year, but...
Good luck at the CCMAs this weekend.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to kill. I think this is your year. We'll find out.
That... You always think that, Chris.
I know.
Never mind.
Have I not?
Because it's got to be your year. This is poppycock.
Yeah.
I've been telling you this for a long time.
But it's about time. And then this happened.
Wow, I legit wasn't expecting this. Thank you so much. These things are hard to win. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Hard to win. You release good music, and hopefully you make a connection with your voice and the story, and people buy in. So this is about the fans. Thank you so much for supporting me. It's my first time winning this award, so wow, wow.
He wasn't expecting it. We told him he was going to win.
We told him. We gave him the heads up, but it was really great to see him win that Male Vocalist of the Year award. Mm. And speaking of the fans and the listeners, you won an award, too. A huge congratulations. That's because Kissin' Country took home the Major Market Station of the Year award, and as we know, that award is because of you guys, so thank you. Now, if you missed this show, Shania Twain did host, and she took home the Generation Award as well as Fans' Choice Award, but it was all about the girl love and appreciation. Megan Patrick took home Female Vocalist of the Year, Jess Moskaluk won Album of the Year, and Terry Clark was inducted into the Hall of Fame by none other than Keith Urban himself.
I can't wait to see where this crazy ride takes me next. I'm not done. This is just the second chapter, but tonight is going to be really hard to top, you guys. Thank you so much for this honor. Thank you.
So awesome. So happy for her. And she looked awesome. She rocked it last night.
Mm-hmm. She did. Absolutely.
I'm Jack, and that's all you need to know.
All right. Here's a quick question for you on this Monday morning with Shania hosting the show, winning the Generation Award, and Terry Clark winning the Hall of Fame Award. Shania or Terry, who is the queen of country music in Canada?
Ooh.
Who is your choice?
Oh, that's hard.
I know. That's why it's fun. They're completely different, right? They're completely different as far as the music that they've done. Shania Twain is by far the bigger international artist.
Yes.
But Terry Clark maybe, it's funny. I don't know. Anyway, if I had to choose, which one would you choose? Text us now. Let's do a quick poll this morning at 103939 or 780-421-1039. Who is the queen of Canadian country music? Maybe it's somebody else. And why? Jack doesn't know.
I have my answer.
Do you?
Do you want me to say?
Sure.
It's Shania Twain.
Okay.
By a hair. Legit hair. She has better hair. I tweeted this last night. Her hair in the Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under is seriously goals 25 years later. Whenever I see that video, I'm like, yes, that's what I want.
All right.
Effortless volume.
Okay. I wasn't asking which one had better hair, but that's all right.
That's how I choose.
Yeah, the second week of school, reality has really hit in for everybody, including the parents. We're wondering this morning about making lunches. Do the kids actually do it or what?
This is very interesting. My son is 6 and in grade 1, and he makes his own lunch. He needs a little guidance at times, but does a pretty good job. My daughter, on the other hand, is 8 years old and needs all the help she can get. She'd rather have mom do it, and I don't mind at all. Okay, and listen to this. We just got this text. Hey, this is Sadie. I'm 10 years old, and I made my lunch today for the very first time. And I asked her, I was like, nice, what'd you get? I packed zucchini soup. So not only did she make her own lunch, it's healthy.
These kids are so far ahead of me. It's just, yeah, you know what? The CCMAs were awesome last night. If Matt was here, he'd say, of course I'd say this, but I missed my Dean Brody showing or some sighting, right?
I didn't even
see
him in the crowd.
Anyway.
Maybe he's busy.
8:34. We still have your chance to see Dallas Smith in Maui, your chance to qualify before this hour's through. It's coming. We're talking about lunches. Yeah, back to school is here now, and what's the story with the school lunches?
Lisa texted in with some great ideas. She said, just a small idea for parents who might be wanting their children to make their own lunches. Hmm. Going with Jack's comment about trusting them to do it, as a single mom of 4, it was up to my children to make their own lunch. However, cookies, sugar, and fun kid snacks were not allowed during the week. Packaged lunch and school day snacks were what they could choose from, and the fun stuff was put away. And she said they go on to learn real fast that 6 boxes of raisins and only fruit all day is not so much fun later on.
Okay. All right.
So they learn.
Okay. They learn. And you know, if they pack it, then they can't blame mom, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Love it. Okay. 780-421-1039. Yeah. We might miss the sun by the end of this week by the looks of the forecast. There's Sam Hunt, Kiss in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. Matt is away. We are Kissin' Country 103.9, your 2017 Major Market Radio Station of the Year at the CCMAs. Thanks to you, the incredible listeners of this radio station.
2018.
So, 2018?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess it is 2018. It starts 2017. It's like from 2017 to 2018. So it's the 2017, 2018. It doesn't matter.
But
whatever.
They're counting us as the 2018
winners.
Us.
I'm getting way too technical about the award. The bottom line is thank you so much to you, the incredible listeners at this radio station that have supported for the last 35 years, which is amazing. Okay, we're talking about packing lunches. We got a very special cue to call coming up shortly for Dallas Smith in Maui, but we're talking about if the kids actually pack their own lunches. And
we got this just text, my 7-year-old packed his and his 9-year-old brother packed his lunch this a.m. Tuna snack pack, applesauce, orange, peach, apple, granola bar, fruit gummies, and a bag of chips. A big appetite for Adam and novice hockey players. I only had to add carrot sticks.
See, I would pack my lunch too if I could put all that in it. That's impressive.
No kidding.
Yes, Suzanne.
So my child, Ty, who graduated last year, he's now officially a man. He's 18. I made his lunch, not to embarrass him, but all the way up through grade 12, because, only because, if I didn't make him lunch, he wouldn't eat anything.
It would not have made his own lunch.
He wouldn't have eaten. He claimed that he was never hungry in the day. He wasn't hungry in the morning. Then, of course, he came home from school, and he was, like, ravishingly hungry and famished. That's why I did it. Not to coddle him and not to baby him, but I knew the alternative.
You know what?
See,
it kind of sounds like you coddled him and babied him.
No. But you know what? It was healthy. It was like pastas and thermoses.
Yeah,
and
you coddled and babied him. No.
I did not.
that's what mothers do.
It's true.
Just accept it.
And he's a skinny kid. If he was a chubby kid, it would have been a different story.
Oh, okay.
But he's skinny.
Okay, so you wouldn't have fed me.
Yeah.
Here's High Valley and Dear Life. They did a really cool performance. It was the I Walk the Line medley with Jess Moskaluk, Paul Brandt, and the Hunter Brothers. I just tweeted it out again. It's just it's something really cool to see. There was a lot of stuff going on in that stage. An example
yes,
of what
was.
We're going to see on February 2nd when that whole group, those four, come to Rogers Place. Tickets are available now. It's 8:54. That's pretty much it for us. We didn't know that Matt wasn't going to be here this morning. Until we got the text early this morning that he wasn't feeling well. Hopefully he's recovered and he'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for being part of the show. We talked about weird food combinations like that lady down in the States who was watching the U.S. Open tennis match and was dipping what in what?
Chicken fingers in her soda. She said, hey, I've done it since I was a kid. My dad showed me that's how you cool them off.
I thank you for all your texts just confirming that I'm not weird. There was a lot of people that kind of agreed with me. Ketchup just basically can go with anything.
Ketchup is a meal unto itself.
Raspberry jam and eggs on toast just isn't.
I don't know.
Beautiful. No, it just doesn't work, eh?
Beautiful would not be the word I would describe it as.
We did qualify two lucky people to go to Maui to see Dallas Smith.
We sure did. Congratulations to Carrie and Leah.
Awesome. And we talked about packing lunches and if the kids actually should do that or do that in some cases. And we got so much great response.
Yeah, we got this amazing text from a guy that said, I have got this whole system figured out. I actually pay my friend's wife and she makes both of our lunches. That's the way to do it.
What?
He said, I couldn't ask for a better setup. That comes from Tyler.
All right. And Marie, you get the last word this morning.
Morning. You guys are talking about kids making their own lunches?
Yeah.
I have three. One's in grade 8, 10, and 12, and I still make their lunches.
Aw. And how come? Because you don't trust them or because you like to?
I try to get them to make their own lunches, and they say, well, I'm not hungry right now. I don't need a lunch.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the same exact thing would happen with a husband, wouldn't it?
Yes, I make his too.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.